Okay, page Lamed Ches, Simen Hey, Halacha Zayin. Tsoya Yivesha Kolkach. If Tsoya is dry, it's hard. Kolkach Shehi Nifreches Alidei Gilil. If one were to roll it, were to push it, it would crumble. Then it's no longer Tsoya Hareyu Ke'ofar. It's earth, it's dust, and no longer is it a problem for Tzfila. Yolada Davin in its presence is no longer called Tzav. Hu Shalo Yebar Reach Ra. Of course, it goes without saying that there's no odor. Just because if it's hard, there's no moisture, but if it still gives out an odor, then it's forbidden. Avalim Nikreshes Machmasakar. But let's say that it's the winter time. There ain't saying Allah. You're going with a trip, class trip, and you come to a rest stop, and you want to go Davin Mincha, and it's freezing winter, and there's Tzoa. There is waste of a dog, but it's the winter, and it's frozen. It doesn't matter. Even if it's frozen, very interesting halacha. Avol mi nikreshes machmasakor. It's frozen because of the cold. Kevan sheyachol lachsel likadmus. If it would thaw out and it would become moist and it would be bezman achoim adayin sheim tsoyalecha and it's osur. Next halacha.
But it's also in visual range.
Well, that's the point. The point is, since it's in visual range, that's why. But let's go back to the halacha before. Let's say it's in visual range, but it's hard. It's hard, and there's no odor, and it's in visual range, it's mutter. You're allowed to daven in its presence. So over here, it's visual range, and it's frozen. So being frozen, you would assume, if not for this halacha, you can argue it's no worse than it being hard. Just like if it's hard to the point where it would crumble, it's mutter. So if it's winter time and it's frozen, it's like it's a piece of rock, and it should be mutter. No, it's different. The halacha is it's osur. Next halacha. Let's say you have a situation where there is soa. So we'll see over here soon that soa is not always osur. If as long as there is no odor and it's covered, it's mutter. So what about if it's covered by snow? Is that called a covering? If you want to dive in, so there's no odor and you're at a distance of Dalet Amos and it's covered with snow. If it's so shenischasa. B'sheleg choshuv kisa, it's okay, it's mutter. Snow is a whole, there are sforim on snow. Snow has a million halachas. Every different area of halacha, snow has a different status. So when it comes to kisui, it's a chiddush. Snow is considered to be a valid covering. Next, ches. Ad kama marchikin. Now, how far must one distance himself from tsoa? Let's say it was behind, this person's back, you're facing forward, and this item is in behind you. So it's not enough to distance yourself 4 amos, which is approximately 6 to 8 feet. You must distance yourself 6 to 8 feet from the place where the odor ends. So if you physically distance yourself, let's say the odor goes for 3 feet, it's not enough to distance yourself. Distance yourself 6 feet, because six feet is only 3 feet away from where the odor ends. You must distance yourself 6 feet from where the odor ends, which means in this instance you'll distance yourself 9 feet. Even if it does not produce an odor. Let's say a person has a very poor sense of smell. Okay? You just don't. Some people don't have a sense of smell.
Stuff knows.
So, I don't smell it. If I do not smell it, I should be permitted to daven 4 amos from the distance from where it is. I do not need to distance, but someone else has a better sense of smell would. So the rule is, bot loy daitoy eitzel kol adam. Even though you do not smell, if the average person would smell such an odor, you must distance yourself from where the average person would stop smelling this odor. V'afilu im hu enoy meriach, tzorich l'harchik shir zeh. You must distance this distance. Shir zeh ki'ilu ki'ilu hayim meriach, as if is. I once went to Havdalah by a very big Talmud Chacham. I was by him for Shabbos, and he's a very, very, very well-known big Talmud Chacham, and they made Havdalah, and they didn't light the candle. I used to pick up the kais, and start saying Havdalah. I go, what's going on over here? You don't have you ever been to a Havdalah where they don't first start Havdalah by lighting the candle? So he sees it, I'm like, wow. So he says, oh, well, let me explain. I'm sorry to tell you. He says, I don't smell. My nose doesn't work. I have no sense of smell. There's something that's broken. If I light the besamim, I have a very hard time smelling the besamim. Even if you'll give me the most potent besamim, it just doesn't go. I don't. So a little bit of ghost. If I light the candle and the match smells
sulfur.
The sulfur from the match, there's no chance. I have no chance that I'll ever smell the besamim. So therefore, I do not
light the candle
until I get to the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh. I first make borei pri agaf. You know, you go up. Everyone knows you go borei pri agaf is the order. You have to get the order. It's the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the mind. Borei pri agaf goes in the mouth. Then is borei minei besamim is the nose. Then borei me'orei ho'esh are the eyes. Then havdalah, separation, is in the mind. Concept of separation. So you first, I make borei pri agaf. I then do the besamim. I got a chance. At least I have a chance to make the besamim because I did not yet light that match and destroy the whole my. After I was mekayim the mitzvah of borei minei besamim, okay, I'm safe. Now I can light the candle. That was his cost. Yeah.
Sulfur counts as besamim.
No, it has to be the real thing. The real thing.
Why don't you say it's like just like with the smell. It's like compared to all the.
No, you don't say. We don't. That's exactly what we do, that we don't say. When it comes to making the bracha borei minei besamim, you have to actually smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a similar problem.
And the change, you're getting older.
It's very difficult.
Exactly.
But if I ever have another man around,
yeah,
he becomes the designated
sun smeller.
So he makes the bracha. He should have had handed off to you to make the bracha.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, all right, okay.
We gotta
talk to him about, yeah.
You lose the sense of smell as you grow older.
That's great.
Okay. So, but over here, when we're dealing with this issue at hand in this halacha, even though a person does not have a sense of smell, it doesn't matter. That's the kiddush Shulchan Aruch is telling us, a kiddush, that it depends on the average person. The afilu imhu einoy meriach. So what? Sarach lacharchik shir zeki ilu haya meriach. That's a very interesting kiddush from the kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Next, the im hatsoyah in a masreches. Let's say that so does not smell. Die imarchik mimenu dal ramu. So this is not important. You have to still distance. Just because there is no odor, the object itself is repulsive, regardless of its smell. High-tech tzoa, no odor. Like with garlic, right? No odor. They always advertise on the radio. You ever listen to the commercials on the radio? Oh, garlic with no odor? No, I haven't heard those commercials lately. I haven't listened to the radio that much lately. But I used to always hear those commercials on the radio. But it doesn't make a difference. It's an object that is repulsive. And therefore, you have to distance yourself to Allah no matter what. Now, let's say it's in front of your gaze, your sight of your range of sight. Tzarich lahara kimaloi enough. That's a big distance. No, if you can see it, you have good eyesight, you have strong glasses, so you can see it, you're not allowed to daven if it's in your range of sight. The afilu balayla, even if it's pitch black dark. The Mishnah Berurah says even blind. Rahman Allah, a person is blind, doesn't make a difference. It all follows what the average person. Min hatzidon. Let's say it's on the side, same thing. Yesh lahachmir kilu hayyusab lufanav yates atzma kideshe leachav. You should turn yourself. Test. By yesh emespalim b'bitzibar. Now, based on this interesting halacha, based on Knesset, this is a very interesting halacha. Chazor sashatz. Right, the shatz is done. This happens. I've seen this happen in different places. People not we take everything for granted. Baruch Hashem. But let's say there's a child. But let's say there is a Beis HaKnesses and there is waste. So suddenly waste appears in the Beis HaKnesses. And it's in the back of the shul. It's in the middle of the shul. The side, whatever it is, from a child, whatever it is, whatever the situation. Whatever the situation is, and the shliach tzibur is davening. So what we speak the ill. So let him keep and let the shliach tzibur keep on going. Keep on going. You just can. We have to get out of here. We have to be out of here by 7:28. Chakras must be finished. I got to catch the train. 7:33. The train pulls up. I have to be there. I got 3 minutes. Keep on going. Keep on cruising along. Don't stop now. Someone walks in. So that's what's the big deal? The chazan doesn't see it. The chazan's facing forwards. The chazan doesn't smell it because it's dalet amos from where he's standing, more than dalet amos from where the odor ends. What's the problem? The problem is, it's fascinating. When you're in a shul, you're a tzibur, you're one group, you're one unit. Arvas, everyone is part of the group. If one person is affected by this, the whole meaning is affected. And the male of the shlech tzibur has to stop. Credible halacha. This is the halacha. Because the shlech, the chazar sashatz, everyone has to answer amen. It's a group. If people don't answer amen, it's a bracha levatala. Mashallah. So you have to at least on autopilot answer amen. At least the bare minimum. And if it's not shaykh to answer amen, because a group of those people are in the vicinity of where problematic area, that's it, the whole minion is bottled. It doesn't matter. Everything that we learned until now, we're all davening b'yichidus, the koisel. But if you're davening in the minyan, then you got a problem. You have to stop. The shliach tzibur stop. They take it out of the coverage. It's impossible. In the basic message, לאחד מן הציבור תוך דלת עמוס ממוקם שכל הריח ואוסו לו לשמוע או לחייב למה שאומר השליח ציבור. And if you're dealing over here with the minion and you need everyone for the minion, let's say a minion of only 15, how many, the average minion in flop shachas 20, 30 people, think about it, go to all the shuls you daven, how many people daven in your minion? 20 people, 25 people, some less, a little more. And if you have it, it's going to affect 5-10 people. It's going to knock out the minion, and therefore it's a problem. Yud, person davens, and afterwards you discover afterwards. Oh, you daven the whole davening, right? You finish the davening, and then you realize that you, in front of you or within Dalet Amos, you were davening in sin.
You didn't see and smell.
But it was there. It was there within Dalet Amos. So the halach, you were not allowed to daven there. So what do you do now? Misha spalu motza achkach sheyesham tzoa. So this is an incredible halacha. Im hamokom ahu hoye roi lehistabit bo shema yesham tzoa. Let's say you daven in a place where you should have first checked. A barn, or let's say that they bring down the Mishnah. I think that I saw in the art scroll. They very recently published on English Kitta Shulchan Aruch. I know the person who Shmuel Kirzner, someone I know from Yeshiva. He's a little bit older than me, but he was very much involved in putting this together. It's awesome. The notes on the bottom, it's very deceiving. It looks like, you look at the notes, what's the big deal, the translation? Okay, I have a nice print, kudos, very nice. By the way, they have a very good text. Their text has a little bit more. I don't know where they got it from. There must be other versions, later versions of Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, which have more things added. A very good text of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and they have Nikud, and it's translated very, very precisely. And then they have notes. All right, so you look at the notes. How many notes already do they have? I thought, they can make a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, they can go make like an art school Gemara with notes and have a whole half the page will be... No, it's very, very short. But each one of those little teeny notes are knockouts. Ayin Igris Moshe, a lot of chus of Moshe's, like, you know, somewhere in Igris Moshe on the Kitzer, and a lot of Piskei Mishnah Berurah that are not in the classic Hebrew editions with the Piskei Mishnah Berurah. So there's some very, very Divrei Mishnah Berurah and Piskei Mishnah Berurah, but they have their other things that don't appear elsewhere. All very bekitzer, very deceiving. You think there's nothing really, no big deal, but they have a lot of beautiful things. So there, it brought down that I think he brings down that, like, let's say, like a kinder, like playgroup areas. Like for little children. Those, they're very, very common. They have shuls they have in the basement, they have, you know, for kids. So there are places where, you know, you have to, like nurseries. Nurseries. So you have to, there is that. Technically, can be a place where you bechuyif to check. You come there to daven, a nursery. You make makeshift minyanim in nurseries. For some reason, it's very popular to have makeshift minyanim in nurseries.
Oh, nurseries
a lot of shuls have there. And for years, so you, that technically can be a place where you mechuyev to check. You have to first just, you know, check before you daven. And that would be an agiyah halacha lemaisa. A person davens, and then he realizes, wait a minute, there was a problem here. We didn't even realize it. There was no odor, but we were in the presence of something that wasn't Dalai Lama's. So what do you do now? Now look what he says here. This is an incredible chiddush. Kevon de tefilas shmon eshehi bimkoim karbon. That's a Gemara, right? So you don't take this so seriously. It says the Gemara, Shalma Fodim Sifaseinu. Tfilah is established b'mkoyim the karbonos. And a karbon, havale, very strong words. Zevach Rishoim To'eva. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. Because since over here an act of wickedness was done, there was something that was repulsive. So the sacrifice, the tefillah, was considered before Hashem as an abomination. It's a very powerful word. Right. If I would write that, if anyone today, Heintika would write that, they would say he's an extremist, and they would ban his svarim. But this, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Zevach Rishon To'eva, is an abomination.
Importantly, the Teshuva is written, they go to RCA conventions.
Yeah.
About in a minion in an old age.
Oh, that's right. We discussed this with catheters and hospitals. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Someone this year told me, I was prepping. I was eavesdropping on a conversation. There was someone going to daven to be the shatz in a nursing home. In a nursing home, and he was going to be the shatz in Rosh Hashanah. These people, they wanted a minyan, and they were going to be approximately 11, 12 people in the minyan. And the person that was prepping the Baal Tzvila said to him, "You know, I want to warn you that this is a nursing home, and some of them are going to need to go to the Beis HaKisa in the middle. And then you're not going to, and even if they don't, they're not taken out with all their, you're going to have to stop in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, middle, because of exactly these issues. You're not going to have a minion at certain points in time. You're going to have to wait. And you have to always be careful to make sure that every single moment in time you have 10 people that are roy and the area is clean to daven. V'tzorach l'achzo l'spal Shemona Esrei. You have to daven. Now, so here it says the To'eva, it's an abomination. V'tzorach l'achzor ul'hispal Shemona Esrei. Can you imagine? You got to daven again. You're going to miss the train. Yeah.
I thought that at a minion.
Yeah.
You don't need 10.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So
once you start,
once you start,
let's go back to the Tzora.
Right, right.
There, if you're at a minion, there are people that hire four Russians that don't know what's going on.
Okay.
For minyan.
Okay.
Okay. They only need six.
Okay. They're done. Okay.
So why would Tzora need 10? That's my first.
It could be that even though they don't actually answer, they have to at least be roy.
They're there.
But they're present. But they have to at least be on a level
where
they have to at least be fit. If they would have the knowledge to know what to do, they would be fit to respond to the bracha. If the place is dirty and they're not even theavamin and in a certain section of where they saw that you knock out four people. So even though They're not fit. Even if they wanted to, they could not respond on it. So even though technically you have four people in there, they're just the golems. They're just going to sit and do nothing. But I call haroy lebila ein bila makhev. So the karba mincha. There has to be at least potential that if they were knowledgeable in responding to the brachas and following along, they can say on it.
But they could be sleeping.
What?
And you count them.
Sleeping is that's being asleep is not as bad as there being tzara, because sleep. I remember hearing this.
Gemara said there's a Gemara that talks about sleep as opposed to a shaita.
Right. And you can wake up a person who's sleeping.
You know that it's like
there's no chance.
About the difference. Sleeping, you could wake him up, and he's
the Gemara, it's a chiddush, but the Gemara says that a person that's asleep is not so bad. Look, it says by Adam, Hashem put Adam to sleep. Vayapel Hashem lechem Adam tardema. It doesn't say anywhere that Hashem woke him up. We are all still sleeping. We're all part of a dream. It's a very interesting idea. Vayapel Hashem lechem Adam tardema. Hashem put Adam to a deep sleep. doesn't say anywhere he woke up.
One second.
Yeah.
You
say ten people in a minyan, and the shots is saying chazar as a shots, and one person goes to the bathroom.
You keep on going. Keep on cruising. You keep on going.
So you cruise
all the way to the end. All the way to the end. Even Kaddish.
Segments of the davening. Start with
ten. You keep on going. You can even say Kaddish Eskabel, I believe. Even we'll come to that. Amir Tashem. That's not, not so far ahead. Of coming up to that in the Kitzur Gemara, all the rules. So you're asking. So you're really asking that. What's so terrible? If you once you start about this soa, so it's no worse than someone leaving in the middle.
Right.
So maybe you're right. Maybe what he's saying over here is an idea. I don't know the answer to your question. It's a very good question. Possibly you're right. That doesn't really make a difference.
There
you can keep on going.
The is the only place
you can't start.
You definitely need
10 people. Yeah.
In every place else,
the guy comes out after leaving.
Summers, you have it in the city.
Well, sometimes you need
with
10
binyana.
People.
All binyana.
People leave. Yeah.
Problems.
Yeah.
Shabbos, I'm like. My husband must say, seems to be all the time.
What?
You have trouble getting binyan.
Yeah. Getting a minion.
A small minion,
because people go away.
Yeah.
People go away. I'm talking about curry. What are you going to say?
Yeah,
you
have to wait. You get about curry and lanes of
four. Yeah, for the same money.
Okay, let's go further. So I don't know the answer. It's a good point. So the person leaves in the middle, so l'chayre, it would be okay, but it's obviously not an ideal. You're not being mekayim, it's not an ideal, and you obviously should wait until they clean out the makam. Okay, let's go further. So he says over here, the tzarech lachzor the spalish, so you have to repeat the shmon esrei. Okay, now, what about now? Here we go into other issues, which machlokes the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'chein kriyashma shehu midoy rais. Now, kriyashma, you have to remember now, kriyashma is not tefillah. What's tefillah? Only thing that's connected to karbon, zevach rishoyim to'eva, is only the shmon esrei. But Kriya Shema is not a korban; it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'shinantam levanecha v'kabolos ol malchus shema mekabol and Talmud Torah. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, if you now realize after the fact that there was so, are you mechuyev to repeat the Kriya Shema? Not necessarily, because it's not a zevach. The only time you have this concept is by a korban. So he says, so then therefore the kids Shulchan Aruch says, listen, what's the big deal? Repeat it, because it wasn't a nice thing. It's technically you don't have to repeat it. That's what it's mashma. Technically, if you said Kriya Shema and it was soa, you don't have to repeat it. But listen, you know, what's so terrible? Repeat it. But it's only saying psukim, but don't make the brachas. Don't repeat a hava rabba. Don't repeat the bracha of yotzar, and don't repeat the bracha of goal yisrael, because that's a bracha. It's a bracha levatala, and you said it, you did it, it's done. You're okay. And it's not zevach rishon toevach and kriyashma shum deraisa ve'eibach shash bracha levatala choy zevikorei aval b'loy habrachas. But don't repeat the brachas of kriyashma. That do not do. V'chein shor habracha shom hasham v'afilu birchas hamazom. Even a bracha deoraisa. This is an awesome chiddush. You benched. Person ate and he benched. The only bracha minatorah that's minatorah is birchas hamazon. It's the only time you make a bracha that is min hata. The biggest school of a parnasa is birchas hamazon. Is birchas, you say birchas hamazon, the bracha deraisa. And after you finish birchas hamazon, you realize, there was tzoa. Do I repeat the birchas hamazon? No. Okay, so you said the bracha, there was soa, okay, so it's not a nice thing that you've done, but it's not a to'eva, it's not ma'akev the bracha, you were mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, so you don't repeat the birchas hamazon, you don't repeat any bracha. But the words of the Kriya Shema, which is just psukim to that, you can't repeat. Now he's the bigger chiddush. Let's say you daven the whole davening in the playgroup, in the nursery area, no, not in the nursery area, you daven in a shul. I have to go make an inspection. You come into a shul, you make an inspection. So of course not. A shul is a clean mokoyim. The im ain't a mokoyim or a list topic, but so the azloy posha. You didn't make any. You come, you daven, and then after you finish daven, oh no, look what we found here in the shul. So afilu bit tfila. It's not called zevach reshohim to eva. You have done nothing wrong. Yoytzei b'diavad, and you don't need to repeat anything. Now, what about when it comes to meraglayim ketanim? V'im nimsu meraglayim afilu hamokam roi lehistapek. Even if you're dealing with a nursery where you should have made an inspection, yoytzei b'diavad gam the tefillah yoyetsa, you don't have to repeat because miraglaim is only midrabanan. The only thing that's midaraisa, so we're going to see later on, is only gedolim, tsoa, but not miraglaim. So that even if you really you should make the inspection, you were negligent, it does not matter. You do not repeat when it comes to miraglaim. Now, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees here with the Kitzer only with regard to Birchos Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if a person davens, a person is in a place where he should make an inspection before he davens, like a nursery, and then you realize that there was something there. So not only do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, because Zevach Roshoim To'eva, and not only do you repeat the Kriyashma, you repeat the Birchos of Kriyashma. He disagrees with the Kitzer. You repeat Ahava Rabba, Yoitza Or, Ahava Rabba, the whole thing starting from Yoitza Mo'iris, in the beginning after Baruch Hu, the whole thing you got to repeat from the very beginning. Not like what it says in the Kitzer. Now, Birchas HaMozen, I don't know. Birchas HaMozen doesn't say what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It's not clear. But maybe he considers that the Birchas Kriyashma is also a chelik of Tefillah. Zevach Toever, Zevach Hashem Toever. If it's a chiluk of two, then we understand. But not Birchas HaMoza, because Birchas HaMoza is not Tefillah. Birchas HaMoza is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. So I don't know what the halacha is, what he would say when it comes to Birchas HaMoza.
Between Shacharis and Arvis?
Doesn't seem so. It seems it doesn't make any difference. You have to always, it's a Tefillah, no matter what. Yeah. Zevach, it's a Kenegah, the Karbanos, even the I don't. Doesn't seem like he differentiates. He's saying a Surah, that's only. It's not. It's only with Shusvik right in. I don't know. Doesn't seem so. It's still called to Eva. Since we do it, this man said we're makabel upon ourselves as a chiyuv. I don't know, but interesting to keep in mind a machlekes, another machlekes between the Kitzer and the Mishnah Berurah. So people, we always say whatever you're comfortable doing, you do. Yesh al milismaych. People, not everyone is.
To tell people that when they get an aliyah, sometimes they pick up a little kid while they're.
They have to be careful. That's another halacha. They're not supposed to be holding a child.
Should not take.
Not because of the din, because of the even a chumash. But even a chumash. I know someone. He always comes.
If the kid's not trained, he should not take.
He always takes the aliyah. He always comes till he's holding his chumash. He's a very sensitive person. I used to lay in a certain place, so he always would come with his chumash, and he would hold the chumash. Baruch Hu Es Hashem. You're not supposed to be holding the first halacha. When you take the aliyah, you're not supposed to be holding anything. We'll come to it, Mirtz Hashem. We'll go very quickly and kiss Shulchan Aruch. What? Because that's the halachas of how you read, when you read the Torah, how you get the aliyah. Mirtz Hashem, we'll come to it in the right time. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll take a break.